Hey everyone, and welcome back to episode 4 of Who Wants to Adult Anyway?
Hi!
Hello!
So we've actually had a week off because Courtney has been sunning it up on holiday.
I've been on holiday, I went to Portugal, and I can tell you it was well needed.
It looked amazing.
It was so nice, but it was freezing in the evenings.
Oh really?
Like actually freezing.
Are there any like COVID rules out there or anything?
No, like you didn't have to wear masks.
No like time restrictions or anything?
No, nothing.
That's so good.
Yeah, everything was like back to normal. Literally felt so normal. And it was so easy to travel. Like I feel like they scaremonger you.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. Easy to travel.
Yeah, it was so easy.
That's good. That's good, that's good.
But yeah, I'm back with a tan. Don't know how long this tan's going to last, but...
I'm very jealous.
It's nice while I've got it.
Okay, so we get some of your dilemmas and stuff into... you guys send us your dilemmas on Instagram. And so we're kind of like, this week, we're going to read out your dilemmas and kind of talk them through and see where we go. The first one...
We've got to say is hilarious for one. I love it. I love the confidence of it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When we first got it, when I was first reading it through, I thought that maybe it was a joke or a prank, but I actually think it's serious.
Oh, it's that person is being deadly serious. Also, all of these dilemmas are anonymous. So like your names will never be mentioned.
Yeah. So I'm going to read this one through. So bear with us. Here we go. It's a bit of a strange one. I've been dating a guy recently and it's been going well. However, I've discovered we have a conflict of interests of sorts. In short, he has a belly button fetish and I have this weird phobia with touching belly buttons. He would like us to lick and finger each other's belly buttons, but I don't know if I can. It's mainly touching them that bothers me. He also likes us to talk dirty about belly buttons, which is different, but I don't mind that. And I can handle him looking at my belly button too. It just, he likes deep innies, which I have. I'm not sure what to do as I really like him, but I'm just weird about touching them. Should I look at trying to get over my phobia or something else? I would also be interested if you girls have ever come across this fetish. I never knew it was a thing. Sorry if this is too weird, but I hope it can help.
I mean, I can't say I've ever been with someone with a belly button fetish.
I've never even heard of it.
But I do know there's people who like have a thing where they hate people touching their belly button, like it makes them feel sick.
Yeah, I really don't like people touching my belly button. Like sometimes as a joke, George tries to put his finger in my belly button and I'm like, makes me feel sick. Hate
really?
It.
Really? I don't mind it. Like sometimes I just sit there and I've got a belly ring.
You play with your
belly.
Well,
no,
oh my
I've got
God.
A belly ring,
you would be
I?
Perfect for this boy. Well, he would love you. She fingers her belly button, everyone.
I mean, I don't finger my belly button, but I've got a belly button piercing. So sometimes I like playing my belly button piercing. But I wouldn't
oh my God.
Throw
this
up.
This is like soft porn to this boy that's like likes a belly button.
But I wouldn't throw up over the fact if Callum was like touching my belly button.
What, sexually?
Yeah, that would be, that would make me cringe. That would make me, that would make me sick with cringe. But if he just was like,
I mean, I guess like, this is quite crass. So closure is if you don't like these things, but I guess it's like another hole, right? Like
yeah.
They play with your other holes. So yeah. I'm sorry. I know that sounds really rude.
Someone's a bit this morning.
But I mean, if you, what do they say? Any hole's a cut.
Is that what you think?
But I mean, what I guess when
because
you think about
main,
it...
A main sex fetish is feet, isn't it? Like, a lot of people have feet fetishes.
Yeah.
Because
which I personally don't understand.
I hate feet. It's so ugly.
Feet can be like smelly and ugly and hairy like, and I don't really get
on
that.
On the floor.
But I guess... I always remember, I don't know if anyone else watched this. Me and George talk about it all the time because honestly, it was so crazy. We were watching, what's that, Naked Attraction. I actually think it was on Gogglebox, this Naked Attraction, because it was so out there. There was like kind of this like older lady on there, older lady. She was sort of like 50, 60. And she was looking for a man and she was quite aggressive in her... In her, like, what she liked and what she wanted. And one thing she said, she... This is once again really crap. I don't know where this is coming from today. This honestly, this fetish has just sent me off. She said something like, I would like, she said, oh, he has nice feet when the things come up. She said, he has nice feet. I would like his toes in my pussy.
Oh.
That is what she said. And she was like mum age.
What the
hell? And me and George looked at each other. It was on Gogglebox because it was so like, it was what? Just aggressive. Like the way, and she really, she wasn't joking. Like she really,
really
meant it. She was
having it off over those toes.
So yeah, she has a foot fetish clearly. So this is a thing and that's clearly what they like. It was just really aggressive. The P word, I'm not going to say it again because it makes me cringe. That's just quite aggressive to say as well. That's not sexy to me.
I couldn't imagine my grandma saying that.
I would not want George's toes anywhere.
Was this a woman
near
like
me.
A grandma age?
She was like, I think she was honestly like 60.
Nah.
I mean, it wouldn't be acceptable for anyone of any way. Well, I mean, you're into what you're into, but it was just her approach, I think, to the whole thing that was just quite shocking. And me and George were speechless, and we talk about it all. That George constantly says that over and over again.
Because he wants to stick his toes in yours.
No, just because he thought it was so hilarious and it's really stuck with him. He thought he must have rewinded it like 5 times, honestly, because he was like cracking up, like thought it was so funny.
Oh my god!
I mean, feet. Fetish is a real thing, so
feet
I guess
fetishes are big. But I've not heard of belly button ones. But then, do you remember when you was younger and you used to do like belly shots, where they'd pour a shot in your like by your belly button, and then someone would drink it.
I mean, I'm not sure if I ever did that. I saw it on movies like American Pie and stuff. I'm not sure. Did you actually do that?
No, I didn't actually do it. But like,
I was going to say, welcome.
But that's the thing, like belly shots.
It's like quite an American thing. Do you know what, Court? When we were in Texas, do you remember we went to the Coyote
Ugly
Bar?
Yeah, they did a belly shot.
They did a belly shot. They that's got this guy got on the bar, and there was a Coyote Ugly Bar, and they got this guy on the bar, and they laid him out, and he was actually, this is actually quite a good story. So we were on like a group tour, like this thing called Contiki, where you go with a big group, and there was a husband and wife. They were like Australian or something, weren't they?
I think they were engaged.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to get to. So they were engaged to be married, and on the like one of the first nights, I can't actually remember where we were, but we were in Austin.
Yeah, but we went to that bar from that Contiki Ugly bar.
I've just said that, Coyote Ugly. Oh. We were in a Coyote Ugly bar, and they like got him up on this bar, like the girls that like they basically dance on the bar in these Coyote Ugly bars, like these girls in like sexy costumes and stuff. And they got him up on the bar.
Because he won a competition.
Laid him on the bar, like pulled his top up, and they were all like taking shots from his belly.
And he had a hairy belly as well.
Anyway, she called off the engagement. So we spent the next 3 weeks in Texas with this couple that were not talking. She took off her engagement ring.
Yeah, I remember this.
She was not happy at all. That was drama on the Contiki trip.
I know. But would you class that as cheating?
She
was there. She was watching it as well. It's not like he'd done it behind her back.
No, I think he was like really, I mean, we were all quite drunk and he was like really laughing. He probably looked like he was enjoying it too much, maybe.
He had the biggest smile on his face.
He did. He was like grinning from like ear to ear, honestly. It was like a Cheshire cat. But he, I'm not sure I'd take my engagement ring off for it, but I mean, she was probably thinking this has happened on the first night and we have to spend 3 weeks with these people who have all witnessed you thoroughly enjoy
your belly button being sucked.
Three half naked girls sucking alcohol out of your belly button.
But would you, so like she was saying, like, what's your advice, what should I do about it, should I like be open-minded about it, would I let Callum feed his fetish from my belly button? I'd probably set a few boundaries and be like, listen, like, I'm not that comfortable with it, but if you want to touch my belly button to get off of it, you could touch my belly button.
I feel like it just depends how much you like them. I mean, if you really, really like this guy and you think that he is the one and could be, you know, could be the real deal, then I guess maybe try
it. Would you let George suck off your belly button? Do you have a really innie belly button for him to have a go
at? Do I have a deep innie? That's what she said. Apparently she has. I mean, maybe you're made for each other. I don't know. I don't know. No, I'm a bit funny about my belly button though. I don't like it like this girl is saying. I don't really like people touching it. I find it a bit weird.
But it's not every day someone's like, let me touch your belly button.
But I guess if I really loved the person, I guess I'd give it a go.
I think, no, but do you know what I'd do? I'd say to him, listen, let's set some boundaries. I'm not that comfortable with you I'm not that comfortable having you having these like thoughts about my belly button and like talking dirty about my belly button, wanting to like lick it and finger it and stuff. But I'd definitely say to him, let's set some boundaries.
Well, I mean, she's not going to get any pleasure from that, is she? So, I mean, I guess it's
no, but
just
then
not
you're
for
feeling
him.
His pleasure. And that's what you do when you're in a relationship. You want to, like, please each other.
Well, maybe you need to say to him, like, decide on something that you like and say that, okay, there needs to be, like, some balance here. If you're going to do that, then I'm going to do this. I don't know. Like, honestly, it just comes down to, like, how much you like that person, I guess. If you really, really like him, then... And listen, do you know what? It must have been quite a big thing for him to openly say, like, this is my fetish. Like, yeah. Fetishes can be embarrassing.
Especially that, so that one. That's like an... I've never heard of that
so
one before.
So props to him. Like, I mean, he obviously quite likes you to have, like, confided in you to tell you that that's what he's into. So he must be really... in this for the long run. Maybe yeah. He really likes you. So I don't know. Give it a go.
I definitely wouldn't end the relationship over his fetish over your belly button, because it's actually quite a nice thing. He likes your belly button.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how good that advice was. But if you really like him, give it a go. If
it's something you don't like, then just set boundaries with it.
Yeah. Call on a safe word if he goes too deep in that deep inny. then if producer Tristan doesn't agree with this one. I mean, I feel bad that we're laughing, but you know.
It is a bit funny.
Each to their own.
Yeah.
Each to their own. And yeah, you take from that what you will.
So, and next one is, which I can really relate to, is I really want to try and cut down on my screen time from my phone, but I really struggle to know how. I, for one, am on my phone 24/7. Like, I cannot put my phone down, like, to the point where it actually becomes a problem between me and Callum. Like, he's just like, Courtney, you're constantly looking at your phone. Like, we're watching a film and I'm constantly on my phone. Like, I genuinely can't put it down. And we actually looked at our screen times, didn't we, to see how long we were on our phones for. And to be fair, I was actually shocked. Yours was quite high.
Well, I think I was doing something. Mine's got worse recently in lockdown. I like really made an effort, and if you can like look on Instagram on the app, like, to see how long you've been on the app, and I got it down to like 50 minutes a day, which sounds quite a lot when you say it like that, but it was actually quite low at the time. I think we compared to yours, and yours was like 3 hours or something at the time, and yet recently I've got like really stuck on my phone, like really really lost into it. I don't know, I think all of these apps like Instagram and TikTok, you can just find yourself in a hole, can't you?
Oh my God, I literally watch one video, then all of a sudden it's like been 2 hours and I'm literally like the whole way down on TikTok. It's mad.
I think that you need to just make a conscious effort to like put it down. Like, I always try and when George comes home in the evenings, I always try and put it away, like put it on the other side of the sofa and watch a series with him or something.
Yeah, you're so slow on your phone of an evening.
Yeah, just because I think, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's... I hate when I sit on my phone all day. Like, sometimes I... Like I said recently, I found myself really stuck on my phone. And I find myself, like, thinking, oh, I don't want to be on my phone today. And then I'll be watching something. And then all of a sudden, my phone's in my hand. Like, and I don't want that. So I don't know. It's hard. I think you just have to make a conscious effort. Actually, I think there's... I'm sure I saw someone be put on their story the other day that you can, like, put a stop on how long you're on certain apps and stuff.
You can put a lock on it.
So you can like put that on. So that's probably the best advice we could give, is put that. I don't know how you get it. Is it an app or is it on your phone?
I think it's on your settings where you can actually lock your phone, where you can't use your phone. You can only use it for phone calls.
Yeah.
So you can only receive
and I think you can put like a timer on, like...
Yeah, like 2 hours or something like that.
Put like Instagram on for an hour and that's all you can have a day. Maybe try that.
Yeah. And when I was on holiday, my phone actually ran out of battery. So I put it up in the room to charge. And then we ended up going for like a walk, like an hour walk. And I didn't have my phone for like a good hour and a half. And as much as I was like, oh, I just need my phone. I actually felt really good for it.
Honestly, I think it's so nice. When was it? Like a month ago. Do you remember when Instagram was completely down? Instagram and WhatsApp were completely down for a month. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really, really loved it because I felt like I didn't have to answer to anyone. I didn't have like people talking to me in the group chat, or I didn't like...
I felt like I wasn't missing out.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, like when people are out and they're like posting what they're doing, or like someone's like busy at work and they're posting what they're doing. Like, I didn't feel FOMO. I didn't feel like I was like compete. Like, I never feel like I'm competing, but I never feel like I'm at home doing nothing and someone's out doing everything.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. And I don't know. There is quite a big part of me that honestly would love to delete Instagram. like a really big part of me. I honestly feel like if it wasn't my job, I would be one of these people that just did like some stories and stuff, but never actually
Instagram, there is a lot of pressure on Instagram for in our industry anyway.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of pressure to keep up with the posts, keep up doing going out, being busy, like
make your page look nice.
Yeah.
It's just a lot, but yeah. I'm well aware that if I really do not think I would be like a really Instagrammy person if it wasn't my job. But I think that's the best advice we can give to that one. And is also, just put the lock on.
And another way is going to the gym. Like when I go to when I have my personal trainer or I do a class, that's an hour without me looking at my phone.
Yeah.
So that's another way of cutting it down and just doing like simple activities like cooking dinner. Just put your phone upstairs and make dinner and not look at your phone. Like if you're expecting to speak to someone, just mention me, like, listen, I'm going to put my phone down for an hour and do it that way. So, because I know that if I'm not on my phone for an hour and I'm not messaging Callum back, he knows something's wrong because I reply back within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure I say to him, like, listen, I'm just going to the gym, so I'm not going to be on my phone for an hour. And then you do feel a lot better because then you know they're not going to expect a message back straight away because they know you're busy. So just give your friends or your boyfriend a heads up that you're not going to be on your phone for X amount of time and then you won't feel stressed about getting on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really important to put it down. I think it can be really... just not good for us. Like literally we're like the age of technology and constantly looking at our phones and constantly looking at these screens.
I rely on my phone so much.
Okay, cool. Do you want to read this one out?
Yes. Right. So loving the how the F did we make it this far episode can relate to it so much. Actually also didn't have a clue what imposter syndrome was. That's what you said. But oh my God, I understand it so much. I'm 23 going to a full-time job and sometimes feel like I'm so young to be doing what I do, but also wondering if you have had jobs you felt kind of stuck in.
Honestly, yes, I have had jobs that I felt stuck in. I think prior to TOWIE, I worked in my dad's office for like 6 months, probably the only like proper job I've had, like proper like 9 to 5. And I just remember sitting there and looking at this screen and thinking, wow, is this the rest of my life? Am I going to be sitting behind this desk looking at this screen for the rest of my life? I remember thinking, is this it? So yes, I have felt like that. I think if you feel like that, you should like just start looking around, looking for another job, because it might not necessarily be what you're doing that you don't like. You might just not like that particular company. Do you know what I mean? But you can stay with the same thing.
But I remember when I pre-TOWIE, I worked in the city for like a couple of months. I was on a contract. It was when I left uni. It was like my first job. And it's not what I want to do. I was like, I don't want to be sitting in an office as like a reception / junior assistant. Like, that's not what I want to do. And then I was thinking, like, what the hell am I going to do? I didn't know what I want to do. Only recently I knew what I wanted to do. But before then, it's so hard to like get into a job where you actually love your job. How many people actually love their job?
Not many. I don't know, actually. Some of my friends quite enjoy their jobs.
But it's actually hard to get into what you love now because there is so much demand. So like my sister's in PR and she absolutely loves PR, but she's had to go to uni to get that job. To start where she is, or she would have had to start at the beginning. But when you get older, our age, if we went to a job that we wanted to go into, we'd have to start right at the beginning. It's like we wouldn't really want to start at the beginning.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I think as well, like with that dilemma, she was saying, like, how do I approach my manager? Like, it's like scary. She says she's like 23, which I like completely get. Like, I do feel like that sort of falls under like imposter syndrome because you know you feel like. I don't know, you just feel like too young and you feel, when you're a little bit younger as well, you feel a little bit like unsure of yourself and you feel like I'm not sure if I can like go and do this. And it's like quite terrifying going to like a manager and saying, like, it's quite bold. It's almost like, you know, when you have to break up with someone and you say it face to face, like it's quite bold handing in your notice. But honestly, I will assure you that she has probably been through that situation a million times. She's probably had people hand her notice in. It is a normal thing. Like, it's normal, it happens, it's life. People move on, people decide they don't want to be there, people hand in their notice all the time. Like, she's not going to be angry at you, like maybe just explain that, you know, the job's not for you or you've found another job and you want to move on.
I know, it's funny because whenever my friends hand in their notices, they message in the group being like, wish me luck, I'm so nervous. I'm like, what are you nervous for? Like, they should be like happy for you that you want to move on. You've been there, you've done your thing, you've learnt things, you want to move on.
Yeah, she's just a normal person as well, your manager, like I'm sure, or he. Sorry, she or he, whoever it may be. It's just a normal person. Like, they probably feel like if they had to hand a notice into their big, big boss, they'd probably feel the same as you. So everybody's the same. Everybody's human. I wouldn't worry about it. It is nerve-wracking, but I would just do it. Rip the band-aid off.
I definitely wouldn't stay in the job just because you're scared to give your notice in.
Yeah. And also, you say that you're 23 and you're not sure this is your future. My advice to everyone: go traveling. You're 23 years old, like go traveling, go find out what you want to do, like, and in like the next few years it's so corny, but I feel like your life will just sort of fall into place, do you know what I mean? And you will eventually just be happy and find something that you like doing. Go out there, the world is your oyster, honestly. Go try something different or go to a different country, go move town, I don't know, anything. Like, you're so young and I think that you can literally mould your life into whatever you want it to be at the moment.
Literally. You're so lucky that you have time on your side.
Yeah. So enjoy it. Don't stress about it. If you don't like the job, get rid of it. Do something else. Find something you
love.
Do
something crazy. Like, become like a yoga instructor.
In India.
Yeah, or Thailand.
That's what I would do. I always say to all of my friends that if George was to break up with me now, I would like just completely get rid of the whole idea of like getting married and having kids and stuff. And I would go and be like a tour guide in like Asia or something wild. I'd literally just drop everything and go and be like this hippie traveler. That's what I do, because I just think, oh, I'm not gonna love anyone as much as I love George. It's so corny, isn't it? So I might as well just go and travel and forget settling down.
Yeah,
that's actually what I do. What a scary thought.
Bye
everyone.
So this week we went to a restaurant called the Dog and Pickle in Ongar.
Yeah. It's like Moreton Way.
And I was like pleasantly surprised.
It was really, really nice. It was like I think it probably used to be a pub, but it was definitely like more of a restaurant now,
definitely,
wasn't it?
More
like
of a restaurant. Done,
I'm not, it wasn't like your average pub. It was very, very nice, like decked out, the interior was lovely. And
the food was like very fancy.
Yeah, it was. We had like lobster.
Lobster? Who are we?
I know. We don't think we are, honestly. But it was really, really, really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. They had like mini burgers. They had burrata.
Yeah, like unreal desserts. Like, the menu was really good. There was quite a lot on the menu, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And it was just nice as well, like to be sort of like out in the sticks a little bit, the sticks of Essex.
Yeah, we had no signal, did we?
Yeah, no signal. It was just very cute. Although we did all hop on the Wi-Fi.
Of course.
We all lasted about 4 minutes.
Oh, wait, what was the Wi-Fi password? It was actually quite funny.
It was like talk to each other. Yeah, so I mean, we did try without the Wi-Fi, but it was really, really lovely. And I feel like that is a good one. The Dog and Pickle in Ongar.
Yeah, that was really nice. I think it's really hard to get a book in there as well.
Yeah, we got told that it's quite hard to get a reservation. So getting early.
Book in advance.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. A good one. Okay, so this week, I mean, we have kind of copped out a little bit which I actually am quite enjoying this though, because I think it's quite nice for us to try some nice snacks. So usually at the end of these podcasts, we try some snacks from around the world. We've had some really, really awful things.
What have we had so far? We've had the Philippines. We've had Japan.
Yeah, we had those awful chili dried fermented anchovies from the Philippines, which were just...
They were gross.
Disgusting. And we've had some like fermented milk.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Japan.
And then we had some chutney sweet thing, which wasn't exactly the nicest thing
from Mexico.
And then this week we have some American snacks
which I feel like is, me and Courtney are hungry, so we are very
excited. Starving.
So we've got like Chips Ahoy,
but
Reese's.
I thought Chips Ahoy was Spanish.
No, Chips Ahoy is American. I remember being younger and always going to, and we'd always be like, yeah, but I mean, you bought those in Portugal, so obviously they're gonna have
Portuguese writing on them. I thought Chips Ahoy were a Spanish thing, so every time I go to Spain, I'm like, ooh, Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, no, we used to, when we were younger, we like had this house in America, and that would be like one of the big things we couldn't wait every year to get, and go and get Chips Ahoy. So I mean, we're going to try some Reese's Minis today and some Hershey's.
We've got some Hershey's, but apparently Hershey's chocolate isn't as nice as English chocolate.
I'm not a massive fan of Hershey's, you know. This is a real treat eating these Reese's because Georgie's allergic to nuts. So I can't actually ever have like nuts or eat like Reese's or anything around him. So
cheers.
This is a real treat for me. Thanks, Colt.
Mm.
I mean, no, I feel like you all know it's unreal.
It's just peanut. If you don't know what Reese's are, they're peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a chocolate and peanut butter. It's wonderful.
Mm-mm-mm.
So yeah, so no gagging or spitting out this week, which is very nice. It's nice for me and Courtney. So these are Hershey's cookies and cream drops. Wonderful.
Yeah, I think I've tried Hershey's before and I never actually liked them.
I think that Hershey's has this like weird behind taste of like sick.
Yeah.
Do you not think? Wow, Colt, right. Shove it up your nose. Courtney didn't just smell that. She literally pushed it up her nose.
You know what my sense of smell is like.
What? Not very good.
You know it's not. Oh, they're actually quite nice.
I also feel like the cookies and cream ones are quite nice. But if you get the Hershey's Kisses, I remember being in New York. They've got like a whole Hershey's shop. And all the Hershey's Kisses tasted of like sick.
I've got to say, these are really nice.
They're really nice. I think you can buy basically all of these in England now, so it's not very exotic of us. But I am going to South Africa on Sunday, so I will bring...
You will bring us back some South African treats.
I mean, shall I go for nice ones or horrible ones?
Both. Well, to be fair, I was in Portugal and I did bring Portugal snacks home. I ended up eating them all.
Oh, no, you ate them?
Yeah, I ate them.
Oh, cool.
Portuguese snack is sardines?
Oh,
I'm going to have pink.
Okay, these
are... Why did you not wait for me? Chloe didn't wait for me.
I love a sweet. I can't help myself. Mike and Ike Mega Mix.
Mm.
I mean, they're like jelly beans.
Mm.
They're lovely.
Ooh.
They're like jelly beans on steroids. You know, like everything in America's got like 100 times more sugar in it.
Oh my God, they're so sugary.
Electric in colour as well.
What flavour?
Yeah, they're nice. I'll carry on eating those.
I can't tell what flavour it was.
I mean, we'll probably leave it there. I'm not sure you need to hear us chewing anymore.
Oh.
Is it a funky flavour?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. I think it's pineapple, but it don't taste nice.
Oh. Oh, no.
Don't try the pineapple.
Well, anyway, I hope you enjoyed this week's. A nice short and sweet one. Next week, we have a guest.
We do have a special guest with us next week, and we think it will be relevant for everyone.
Yeah.
So get your pens and notepads ready because you've got a lot of note taking.
Yeah. So we've actually decided that we keep getting lots of like your adulting dilemmas. And as much as me and Courtney love giving you our advice, we do feel like we should pull in some professionals along the way. So next week we've got our first professional coming in.
Yes.
And then after that, we are going to get some more in, like maybe someone that's going to help us talk about buying a house or like renting or like money issues. You know, some of these adulting things that me and Courtney are not professionals on.
By no means we can give you our advice, but I wouldn't actually take our advice because we have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So that's why we thought we'd pull in the professionals for you.
So if there's any particular subject, any type of professional that you would like us to particularly bring in, then please let us know. It can be anything. Maybe we should get a belly button fingering fetish professional.
Yeah, fetish.
Maybe there is one. I'm going to do some research and we're going to bring them right in. If you have a fetish on belly buttons, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, is I don't know how normal? Many people actually have one.
Maybe people are fingering belly buttons left, right and centre and we just don't know about it. Maybe it's a big thing.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
Mwah.